Hi there, I'm Katie Rose, and welcome to The Rooted Reinvention, a podcast exploring the real-world journey of reinventing who we are without burning out or burning our whole life down. I teach people how to make lasting change by melding my Masters of Neuroscience and my Cognitive Therapy qualification with common self-help tools, spiritual concepts, and my personal experience. Because being yourself doesn't need to feel so damn hard. To get more information on podcast episodes, please visit rootedreinvention.com/podcast. Happy second Tuesday of 2021. Still can't quite get over that. One of the things that I know comes up quite a lot in the first few weeks of January, certainly in the Western world, is the idea of kind of energy levels, particularly around kind of post-holiday indulgences, around losing that routine where you might have had time off from work, just around the fact that it, certainly in the Northern Hemisphere, it's a sort of colder, darker time of year. And winter is often a time that many of us struggle with energy. It's cold. A lot of animals tend to hibernate at this time of year. We're kind of primed to kind of huddle, to pause, to reflect, to take stock, to kind of gather things up for the winter because we're expecting things to kind of quieten down in some way. And one of the things alongside sort of sleep and diet and movement and kind of routine that can impact your energy is actually kind of around how you feel about yourself, like your level of progress in goals, your sense of purpose, the contribution, feeling valued or having an impact, those kind of more psychological aspects. And this is something that I always tie to energy, because when we are feeling that we are making progress, that there's momentum, that builds up energy. It gives us motivation to then do more. It is said that there are three currencies in life: time, money, and energy. Although human beings are a species of animal, one of the reasons that people often claim that we are more than just animals, or that our brain is sort of more complex, which it is, it has more sections purely existing to think about our thoughts, to think about ourselves, to meta-analyze, to plan and problem solve. We essentially are creatures driven by a need to evolve. And this is why the first thing I ask of anyone who asks me about reinvention or identity or just about improving themselves is what drives them. And the reason I do this is because the basic building block of any change is energy. So money, I can't necessarily help someone else with. Time, definitely got some time management tips that I can recommend, but time is not something that I can personally change. Our energy levels as a single human being is, at least to some extent, in our control. And although there are lots of ways to manage energy, be it medication, be it sleep, routines, diet, movement and exercise, kind of general health levels and nourishment, having a mental sense of energy, a psychological energy, is something that is often overlooked, but is also often the big block between us doing the things we want to do and getting the results we want. So I might have technically eaten the right number of meals, I've had the 8 hours of sleep, had a good day at work, I come to my desk and think, oh, I'll write that post, or I'll record that podcast, or I'll do this thing that gets me towards this goal. And although I'm physically able to do it, there's a mental block. And this is where that motivation piece comes in. And it's exactly why I start with motivation, because I feel like without that first building block, it doesn't matter if you do all the correct behaviours. If you are blocked on the mental side, then it doesn't matter. You're still not going to take that next step, because the first step is mental. So whenever anyone is making a change, and I specifically think this is just as relevant in January, and particularly a couple of weeks into January, when people might start to feel the new year, new you kind of energy ebbing a little, is kind of coming up with your reasons why, your motivation, your sense of what's going to be progress and what's going to count as progress for you. Because that is the other half of it. If one half is physical, then the other half is mental or psychological. And I recommend having multiple reasons, multiple motivations. Because sometimes that motivation, as strong as it might be on day one, by day eight, that same motivation may not feel as strong. Whenever I've managed to make positive changes in my life, it has been where I have had multiple sense of purpose to the activity or the action or behaviour that I need to change. I've needed to cultivate multiple reasons and kind of almost have the pros outweigh the cons, even when the list of cons gets bigger and bigger every day. Which it will do, because life happens and we don't have a great day and it's snowing outside and we've run out of milk, or, you know, there's all kinds of things, big and small, that can impact whether or not we do something which will take us in the direction we want to as a human being. And considering alongside time and money that energy is something that we can at least have some impact on is really important. So it might be that you've decided you want to be healthier for this year. For some people, they decide they want to lose X number of pounds so they can fit into that dress by that date. And that's not a bad reason. But on a day when you feel like you've already eaten loads of rubbish and you'll never be able to undo the damage you've done, that isn't enough. On the days where you almost feel like you've made enough progress towards that, like you've lost however many pounds and you're on track, so you deserve to like let yourself have an extra treat today. Having one single faceted reason is probably the biggest reason that people fail in their goals. So when it comes to building up that energy, building up a sense of momentum, understanding for you what progress looks like, why you want to make a change, like you're driven to need to evolve, but why do you want to evolve in that particular way? So thinking of the example of someone who wants to be healthier or lose weight, it might be that they want to be alive to see their grandchildren because they know their health isn't great. It might be they want to be strong enough to lift out the wheelbarrow when it's got their toddler in it because they know that that's something their toddler would love and would create amazing memories for years to come. It might be they physically can't get up the stairs at the moment and they know that their life would be so much easier in tens of different ways if they were just able to walk up and down stairs in shopping centres in their own home without pain and without struggle. It might be that they know that if they actually did exercise that it would make their mental health better, which would then mean that everyone in their household and their close circle of friends would benefit from it because they would be happier and they would therefore not bring their friends down or feel lethargic because they're just in not a great place all the time. And it might be that all of these are true for one person. You can have a goal of I want to be healthier and have multiple reasons for it. And if you want to take the next step to really building on that energy, I would say have multiple linked goals. So for myself, one of the things I would like to do is to kind of reconnect with my body's natural kind of responses to things. So that does include movement and exercise in a way that is comfortable and fun for my body, but also not eating too much junk food because I know that doesn't help my body or my mind, but also meditating every day because I know that when I've meditated, I feel so much more aware of what my body's doing, where there are aches and pains, how hot or cold I am, and I can meet my body's needs a lot quicker and a lot more simply, and I get the mental health benefits, which then mean I make good choices about what I eat and whether I exercise. So there I've outlined three different goals, three different steps all towards the same goal. And the reasons within those are all slightly different. So my official kind of, the energy beneath me meditating is, yes, to help with my mental health, but it's to help with my mental health so that I make healthy lunchtime choices. The energy and the foundation behind why I want to eat healthier is, yes, because I would like to have a healthier body and to feel more energized and more alive and more able to do things in my day-to-day life. But also then because it will stop me binge eating on chocolate that then makes my mood and my physical body feel like rubbish. And interlinking all of those goals is a brilliant way of helping you feel the energy behind them and just kind of strengthen that motivation behind those goals. And this is exactly why in last week's episode I talked about having a word of the year and having that kind of theme that runs all the way through that helps link things together means that you can have one big overarching goal and then little sub-goals, and then every action isn't just one goal that it's going towards, but multiple goals. And every reason that you have and every kind of, oh, but can I be bothered? Is it going to be worth it? I'm so tired. I just don't know if I can bother today. All those kind of things, if it's going to impact four different things rather than one, it just gives your mind that little bit of extra power to go, do you know what? It's fine. It'll take us 10 minutes and it'll be done and we can tick four things off. And again, the human brain is made to evolve. We are thinking beings designed to progress and to work towards improving ourselves. And therefore, when we do find that there's something that we can do that will tick off four boxes, motivation just tends to happen. We tend to get so motivated by that generally as a species. I appreciate there'll be nuances and everyone is different, but on some level, generally speaking, probably 80 to 90% of the population will feel that there is that sense of, oh, well, if I'm motivated to do something, if I can check it off, if I feel like I've made a contribution, if I feel like it's going to matter, if I know it's going to have an impact, like if there's a few different things it ticks, we're a lot more likely to do any behaviour than if we've only got one reason. So I'd like you this week to think about where you are spending your energy. I've heard of no spend months where people just choose not to spend money on anything other than the absolute necessities. And one of the biggest things that we hear in the self-help realm is around making more time, being effective with your time, using your time better, making time out of thin air, I don't know. But energy is just as important, and particularly when it comes to those times when you've spent the money on the course and you have the time to do it, but you don't have the energy to use it. That's the point where I feel like this is useful to consider. What's my focus? Where am I trying to direct myself on this? What am I looking to achieve in the outcome? And what's motivating me to do it? Where is my energy coming from? And how can I ensure that I have the energy to work towards this particular goal? And I'm sharing this in the second week of January because I know this is the time when people just start to think about wavering. Some people will have obviously stopped on day 2 of January and gone, right, that's it, all my resolutions are gone. And some people don't set resolutions in January because they feel it's not worth it. But remembering that we are designed as human beings, as animals, we are designed to learn, to be curious, to find patterns in everything, and to connect the dots to improve ourselves, to be better, to evolve, to see if we can make this wheel better than the one that was made before, to see if we can make this energy grid better, to see if we can make this car go faster, to see if we can make this computer run smoother. Everything that we do is characterized by this innate human need to evolve. And when we apply that to ourselves and really dig deep into giving ourselves the motivation to take those steps, I would say your options are unlimited. So a bit of a rambly one today. And I, as always, I hope you're all safe and well, and I will speak to you again next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening. And as always, you can find out more at rootedreinvention.com. Take care. Remember, you are more capable than you often realize, and I'll see you next time. Bye.